the rest of the story. It's the 1931 Indianapolis 500. Race driver Dave Evans is at the wheel of the Cummins car, the so-called Cummins Diesel Special. The Cummins company has entered it to promote the use of diesel fuel in automobiles. Dave Evans' racing reputation will assist that promotion. What I'm saying is that nobody really expects the Cummins car to win the Indy, and it's not going to win. But by the time the dust is down and the track is silent, an amazing record will be established. That's the rest of the story. It's a good way into the 1931 500. The Cummins car seems to be running very smoothly. But then Dave Evans looks down at the temperature gauge. Uh-oh. The needle is moving hotter and hotter. Any hotter and the engine will blow. So Dave knows that he must signal for a pit stop, or for him the race is over. There is an appropriate hand signal which he must make as he passes the pit that will prepare the mechanics for the problem at hand. Dave makes the signal, but Jim, the mechanic in charge of communicating with the driver by hand signals, Jim does not respond. There can be only one interpretation. The decision from the Cummins pit is that Dave Evans is to continue the race. He's not to stop, not for any reason. But the needle on the engine temperature gauge keeps climbing, and so in the next pass, Dave signals to the pit again, communicating the specific trouble, this time more frantically than before, but again, no response whatever from the pit. So now Dave Evans realizes he is to proceed without a pit stop until his engine blows up or until the end of the race, whichever comes first, and what came first was the end of the race. And now Dave pulls into the Cummins pit. Why did they make him stay out there, he demands. He didn't wait for an answer. The mechanics checked the engine, and what do you know? Everything's fine. The block is barely warm. The problem all along was not an overheating engine, but a faulty temperature gauge. And that is how the Cummins Diesel Special became the first car in the history of the Indianapolis 500, the first ever to run the race nonstop. It finished 13th. It made Indy's first continuous run. And the reason was a novice mechanic in the Cummins pit, a fellow named Jim, to whom the hand signals had been entrusted. In fact, Jim had a sheet of paper tucked in his belt with all of the hand signals drawn on it. But when driver Dave Evans signaled for help, Jim panicked and forgot where he'd put that piece of paper. And so it was that racing history was made that day, not by an extraordinary machine, not by a legendary driver, but instead by a greenhorn member of the pit crew who one day would make aviation history with the first transcontinental flight under 24 hours and the first flight over the Andes Mountains by an American and a daring air raid on Tokyo in World War II. All your life you've heard of the daring, deft, and dangerous accomplishments of General James Doolittle. Now you know the rest of the story.